This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The South Dakota Department of Transportation has issued several no-travel advisory for roads East River. No travel is advised on Interstate 29 for all of South Dakota, and no travel is advised on Interstate 90 from near Reliance to the Minnesota state line. The DOT has also issued a no-travel advisory for U.S. Highway 81 from the Nebraska state line to the Interstate 29 junction near Watertown. This includes Yankton, Salem, and Madison. No travel advisories are also up for U.S. Highway 18 from Gregory to the Iowa state line and for parts of State Highways 50 and 37, among others. Additional advisories and updates are available by dialing 511 or going to safetravelusa.com. A blizzard warning is in effect for South Dakota's northeastern corner. Matthew Dukes with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls says the combination of snow and winds of more than 30 miles an hour will lead to travel difficulties.
The snow will be fairly light. We're only going to see an inch to maybe 3 inches of snow from, say, Brookings, the Brookings area to Watertown area and Huron areas. However, like I said, with the strong winds we have out there, any little bit of snow is going to make for some dangerous conditions here into the evening.
Duke says 1 to 2 inches is expected from Sioux Falls to Mitchell, with lower amounts to the south of Interstate 90.
Now, the snow will be lighter in the south part of the state as you move towards the Nebraska border. We're looking at total snow amounts up to a half an inch to an inch. So the snow amounts will be on the lower side down there. But even with those amounts, we'll still have some impacts on the roads and for those traveling here this evening.
Officials with the South Dakota Highway Patrol and the State Department of Transportation are encouraging motorists to use caution this evening by slowing down, using seatbelts, and following those no-travel advisories, of which there are several. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Good evening. And repeating our top story, a blizzard warning in effect for northeastern South Dakota, several no-travel advisories in effect.